Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It's 5:17 on the 22nd of April. Roll call, please.
Weigold.
Here.
Daniel.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on April 8th. Did you guys get a chance to go through them?
Yeah, I have one change.
Okay.
At the bottom, where it says Scott Richards, dumpster for 205 West End Europe, that needs to be Scott Richmond.
Oh, yeah, that would be a difference.
It says Richmond Construction are down in there, but it's really Scott Richmond.
Second to last page of the minutes.
Yeah. Page 6 of the
Richmond, not Richards. Very bottom. Richmond. Pretty good. That's good because I wasn't there, so I don't know. Very good. Any other changes, corrections?
I do not.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented with one correction.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Weigold and Crowder vote yes, and I abstain. Next up is our favorite recent topic, which is Bruja. Request for a drive-through window. I don't know what progress we've made at this point. Dan, if it's okay with you, I'll let you kind of lead this since I was gone last time.
We were looking for a little bit more information because one letter that we received from Mr. Hostler was in favor of, he was in favor of the drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's not the owner of the building that was informed.
Okay.
So we felt that we needed the owner of the building's approval.
Okay.
For that type of permission.
Okay.
We had discussed earlier there are some gas meters mm-hmm. in place.
Right.
On either side, and for Tom LaRue, fire chief,
yep.
he said that there could be some post or guard
mm-hmm.
or something that could be put in place for that. The other concerns, I know one of the concerns I have is being traffic back up on Main Street. It's possible the location of where I was shown as a drive-through possibly could be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking at could be at least maybe three cars. That'd be the most they could fit in there without being backed up on the main street, which obviously is a very highly high traffic road. Actually, I think we thought it's a great idea. You know, it's just how the mechanics of it working without mm-hmm. hindering the traffic flow on Main Street, and then how do we get people out of that alley and back out onto one of the drives?
Right.
That was one of the things that we were kind of debating, you know, how that was going to work.
Did we explore at all the idea of maybe having a sign there that says no cars after this point or parked at this after this point?
I don't recall having that.
Okay. I was trying to figure out kind of creative ways that we can stop the potential occurrence of it being backed into Main Street, because obviously that's not something we want to do, and I know that's a concern of the chief.
Right.
You know, ultimately, with the alley being how wide it is, you know, basically once you get in line, you're set. So that's, you know, that's kind of another thing to kind of keep in mind. But now, was this the same letter that you guys had the last time from
sure.
Mr. Hostler?
Yes.
It looks like he represents the owner. Is that right, Kay?
I think so. He said if you need any further, you can get that from the owners.
Okay, that you can get that from the owners. Okay. Okay. I mean, I guess let me ask this question then, Kate. Does he legally represent?
That I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I think the board requested that she get something
from Ulrich. Specifically from him?
From
that gentleman?
Yes.
The owner.
Okay. I know we've been sending you around the cart and back here, but is that something that we can get a document
yeah.
from him?
I believe he even wrote on there if you need anything.
Oh, is that Dane's phone number, or is that, oh, okay.
That's Dane's phone number.
That's Dane, okay, so, okay, that would be great, yeah, if you can, and again, I don't know if it's just something that he, again, writes on a piece of paper, or something, but I think we just need something. I really think we need something in writing from him just for that case.
From the owner.
Yes, from the owner, yeah. I appreciate Mr. Hostler doing that for us. That helps us at least understand where we're at. And I know you had said, I think Attorney Smith was also okay with it. I think you had said, oh, you have something else? Okay, do you want to approach and get that?
Daughter.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I also have for the tattoo parlor. Marcus. He gave me that with.
Gotcha. Off of Van Buren.
Yeah. Uh-huh. With his only concern being maybe a hose put up, kind of like the meters.
Gotcha. To protect the gas line.
To protect his stairs.
Oh, his stairs. Okay, I'm sorry.
His box.
Can we swap? Okay, so I think, no, you're okay here. So I think obviously what something we want is would be from the building owner themselves, but I think, are these for us to keep, okay, or would you like to keep them? Sure, you can keep it, yeah. I think we're good now, and we'll keep talking, but if you want, thanks. So I think the question that's in front of the Board of Works is this. If Kay comes back with this letter from Ulrich? Okay. Comes back with a letter from this gentleman. What is that going to be kind of a, okay, we're ready to move forward kind of thing? Or I guess the reason I'm asking is because I'd hate to send Kay to go do that and then come back to the next meeting and we say, okay, but we want this too. Does that make sense? So
I think we had a very good discussion last meeting, and again, there's no negatives to the concept, but I still have a concern of public safety mm-hmm. and backing up traffic mm-hmm. on a state highway, mm-hmm. and I can't see anything to get me by that, from my opinion. Okay.
As far as cars backing up on Main Street.
As far as cars wanting to turn left. You know, say they're heading south and they want to stop and turn left into the alley, okay?
Oh, and then they're waiting.
And it's full. Traffic's coming. You're only a half a block from a stoplight. And it's just the location, unfortunately, has really, to me, is the safety factor. And, again, the congestion of that intersection and the traffic. I've echoed that many times. And I've had people call me from the article in the paper, give me suggestions, and we talked through it, and they said, yeah, I see where you're coming from. So I still love the concept. Your service is outstanding, but using a public alley in a downtown business area, I think, you know, it's just something that it's challenging to find a way to work through it.
Okay.
I totally agree with that situation. That's my big hang up. Somebody suggested eliminating a couple of the parallel parking spots on the north south side of that alley and then making that a turn lane to go in there. But there again, then we're taking away a couple parking spots in front of a couple other businesses there,
yeah.
Which mm-hmm. that'll go over like a lead balloon.
And, yeah. And talking with the attorney's office, they've had people pull in backwards and run in, get a cup of coffee, and run back out. We've had people park in the alley, literally park in the alley, come in, get a cup of coffee. So, I mean, people's going to be creative because they want to get in, they want to get out. And so we know today there's all kinds of scenarios. And when we put what I call a organized traffic flow mm-hmm. The best we can, I think it's just, I just don't see it being traffic flow. I see it more as traffic congestion during your peak hours. And I think we talked that a person who requests a coffee or multiple coffees could be in line for X amount of 2 to 5 minutes. You know, by the time you run your credit card or process or debit card, now you got traffic setting up out there for 5 minutes. And no, out on the main highway. If they're waiting to turn in.
Okay, my thought on that was put a sign up and $100 fine if you stop on Main Street.
It's a state highway.
So you can't. No.
Mm-hmm. We don't regulate those rules.
Yeah. I I guess from my perspective, I'm gonna differ a little bit with my Board of Works members here, even though I very much respect their opinion. I do agree there are certainly hurdles. I will 100% agree with that. I do wish that we could find a way to accommodate that in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what that would be, and I'm willing to try to work on it with individuals from my staff and whoever. You know, we're always kind of talking about how can downtown be more than it's always been, and I see this as maybe being a way that we can enrich our downtown a little bit. The question, though, is how do we make it work? So I guess I'm looking for maybe, and if your direction is, no, we're done now, this, we're going to stop the discussion, and we're going to be done, this is going to be a decision, then that's the choice, and that's fine. But I guess the question I would have for my fellow board members is there a way that we can try to work around this issue? Is there a way that we can, I mean, I think probably the biggest issue on the books for this matter is what you just addressed, and that's a left turn off of Main Street into the alley for coming from the north.
Or if you go in north and the mm-hmm. and the alley is full,
mm-hmm.
okay, the people yeah. who's going north will get backed into the intersection mm-hmm. at the stoplight. Again, you know, I'm just looking at
yeah.
those scenarios.
And I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you all. I guess what I'm saying, I don't, I see that being a little less of an issue because I think that there, besides the parking spaces there, I think it's easier to put up a sign there that says, if alley full, you know, do not stop kind of a situation in the alley or at least in the grades there on our sidewalk. But we can't do that on the other side of the road. Do you see what I'm saying? Why that? I think that's probably a bigger issue than the northbound. So let me then make this commitment that if you guys are okay with it, I'd like to try to find a way to get a creative solution on this.
I'm trying to find a compromise here. And tell me if I'm wrong, Jeff. I know that you've dealt with the state highway more than we have, but do we have to get a permit or have the state's blessing to do what we want to do? And if the state says, hey, yeah, go ahead, that really, to me, puts the ownership on the state, not the citizens. And so I'm trying to say, as long as we've got permission,
and they
know that it's going to become...
I'm just saying
it's going to be something that we'd have to monitor and watch, but I don't know from a state highways perspective. We've tried these...
Generally, anything that could potentially impact vehicular traffic on state highway, they like to know about. I can contact you about it tomorrow.
And again, maybe it's something where, if you guys are okay with it, maybe it's something where myself and Tim and Jeff and Kay and maybe somebody from NDOT kind of get together and we have a discussion about this. And frankly, to be fair to what Walt's saying, Kay, I mean, if NDOT comes back and says, absolutely no way, we're not going to allow it at all, then our quest is over, you know. But if NDOT says, you know, we think we can find a way to work this out, then that's a completely different story. Does that sound like a fair way to kind of approach this?
Absolutely. I agree with it. Okay. What we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I know you guys aren't against, against the project. I know there's just some bigger difficulty issues that we have to work through. So,
My check is the drugstore and the South Whitley have it right through off an alley.
Yes?
I think they do. And that's going on to a main... artery. Granted, I don't think they have the traffic we got here, but I remember hearing somebody saying that they had a drive-through, and I'd kind of be interested to see how that works as well.
That's a great point.
You know, maybe we could check that out. I hate to keep prolonging this adventure, but because I agree, I think it's a great idea, and I think it could be huge for your business, and that's why. But like I say, Walt's got some great points, and that intersection, that backup as well. That's mm-hmm. kind of our main concern at this point.
Okay.
Now, how could we make that thing work? So.
Yes, sir.
Hi, my name is Ben Cook. I'm kind of helping her with ideas and so forth. We're trying to do everything step by step, not put the cart in front of the horse. Signage was a big thing that we had talked about. And of course, it wouldn't address the southbound lanes, but as far as blocking the sidewalk, pedestrian crossing, parking it, putting tents out, and so forth. All of that's in our notes that haven't been presented yet. We're trying to do it step by step. But one of the other things that was brought up was monitoring it. If, you know, once we get to that point, have an employee there, somebody on staff, that would not allow somebody to block that sidewalk, so they're compliant with the sign and so forth.
Okay.
But again, I mean, to back this up a little bit, she's kind of limited on what she can do on growth because of the parking.
So yeah, that's
the only other option to look at, other
right.
than relocating.
Well, certainly, and I think, and that's where I guess I'm coming from, is that I think Bruja is one of the mainstays of our downtown now. I think you've worked really hard to get it to that point, and I certainly wouldn't want to see your inhibited growth push you out of downtown or push you to, you know, to our great friends along US 30, out to US 30. Okay, so. So that's why I'm so interested in trying to find a way, and I think these guys are as well. So if that's okay with everybody, I think that's how I'd like to proceed, is to kind of get a little bit of a brain trust and do some discussions with NDOT, and I appreciate you bringing that up, the drugstore thing, in South Whitley, because I can see kind of how that is going to work, how that works as well. And maybe out of this, we can come up with some kind of solution. That make sense? Good with that, Walt?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Congratulations, Jeff. You just got drafted into another group. Tim, you as well. Okay, I'll let you know what's going on and assistance that we need and things to that effect. Okay?
My only homework is to get a letter from Maine.
I think as of right now, that probably would be best. Okay. Well, and I think just getting it, because again, this probably doing some research is going to take a little while, and I know that's not what you probably want to hear, but it's better than, no, we're not doing anything right now. And so, which, I don't think that's what we're trying to say. I think we're just saying the challenges are pretty big right now. So, okay? Very good. Thank you. Okay, next up is denial of junk violation. Mr. Ogden, I saw that you were here.
Yeah.
What I'm going to have you do is, if you can go to the microphone over here, we'll have you kind of talk a little bit about, for lack of better words, your side of the story, and we'll kind of talk about the situation. Tim, I'm assuming you've been brought up to speed at least somewhat in this matter?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And we did get your, waiting for it to load up, we did get your denial of violation letter, which is why you're here today. So, go ahead. If you want to just kind of give your thoughts or opinions a little bit on, and I don't know if you've seen the pictures. I can certainly bring those over to you, but
I've got pictures of my own.
Okay. Okay.
I got a letter, and 3 days later, I cleaned my yard up. I mean.
Okay.
And they came and gave me a ticket anyway.
Okay.
Everything is cleaned up. I got photos to show it.
Okay. Looks like. The ticket was on the 8th of April.
Correct.
And so so you're telling me that the letter that you received was prior to the 8th?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm looking here. And the denial of violation was on the 8th. So the same day you got the ticket, you came in and filed the denial.
Yep.
Right? Okay. 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 Let me do this real quick. Let me run these by you, and you can tell me if these are prior to or after. I can't really turn it because of the way they were slammed in. So this is what the Board of Works is looking at right now.
Right, and that's mm-hmm. not even visible anymore.
Okay, and that's not visible anymore.
This is the new pictures.
Okay.
My yard is completely cleaned up.
Okay. Go back two pictures. And what am I looking at here? Is that a car?
That's a car.
Okay.
It's legal.
Okay. It's plated and everything?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's not what your violation was for anyway. So, you probably will also need to show the Board of Works those pictures as well. Okay. And then, Tim, I'll go to you in a moment here.
I'm sorry. No, you're fine. Thank you.
See them all?
Now, is any of those detected in these pictures?
It's not there. I mean, I got rid of most of it. I got some stuff sitting out on this far side of my garage, the spring cleanup, but I have no place else to put it until beginning of June.
So you're about a month away.
It's right around the corner.
On the alley side, right?
Yeah, this right here is an alley, and then there's an alley behind my garage as well.
That's what I thought.
Tim, what's your kind of...
My understanding from the officer is that obviously he went out and thought this residence and the property was in violation of the junk ordinance, 95.04. He took pictures that day, which I believe are the first 10 pictures that we're looking at here.
Okay. That was done on what day, Tim? That was done on the day that the letter was issued, or before?
No, that was before the letter.
3 days after.
Before the letter.
And then he turns those pictures in to the clerk's office. That generates a letter to the resident, and they give it. They give them 10 days to abate the nuisance ordinance.
Doghouse.
Then that generates a recheck. So the officer goes out and does a recheck to see if progress has been made, if it's cleaned up, if it's still in violation or not in violation.
And that's 10 days. They get to clean that up.
They get 10 days. Yes.
Okay.
So the next 4 pictures that you see are when the officer went back to do the recheck after the letter was sent, the 4 pictures. So there is a difference. You can see that things were kind of put into, I guess, piles, somewhat organized. But the officer felt it was still in violation because those items were not removed. They were still on the property. They were just kind of stacked together, but they're still there. I will say I did drive past this address this morning. There's still some items there, but it's not as bad as what it looks in these 4 pictures.
Would you confirm what Mr. Ogden is saying regarding that there's the piles that are there are probably awaiting junk pickup?
That could be. He's placed a tarp up, so you can't, from the alley, you can't see exactly how much is there. I didn't get out of my car and peek through the fence or anything. But
Is that where you're storing your stuff before junk pickup?
Most of it is, behind the tarp.
Okay.
The day that I got the ticket, that yard was completely cleaned up. There wasn't piles of anything anywhere.
Okay.
Those pictures were taken then.
Let me ask the question here. Was there 10 days between the time that you got the letter and the time the ticket was made?
No. I cleaned the yard up 3 days after I got the letter. I had to wait for Monday because I'm off on Mondays and Tuesdays.
Okay. That letter is...
completely done by Tuesday night.
Okay. That letter is generated by the clerk treasurer's office. So I'm going to defer over to Rosie then.
He signed for the letter on the 28th of March. The ticket was served on the 8th. And these pictures were taken on the 8th before the ticket was issued. This picture.
Those were taken on the 8th.
The day the ticket was issued.
Is that a certified letter that they have to sign?
Yes, signed for.
On March 5th.
March 28th. So the 7th. I think the 7th, if I figured it right, was his time, that his time was up.
Okay, so the stories aren't lining up somehow.
I can tell you right now that some of those pictures that were taken, he physically walked into my yard and over behind my garage and took them.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I told you the stuff setting for spring cleanup.
Okay.
That's where it's at.
On the 8th is what you're saying. Where the 8th of Withers.
Some of that stuff is still there. I know they're getting rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Most of it was hauled off. My dad hauled it off for me.
Okay.
For the record, Mayor, we do have the authority to walk on a property.
I know. Our ordinance does allow that.
To ascertain whether, there's a violation or a recheck of a violation.
So I count 11 days.
Yeah. It's just passed. comments?
Well, I think we have, on our side, we have proof that, they had a 10-day opportunity to have it picked up. And we have pictures that justify, you know, some. I mean, obviously, he's got some pictures there that look 100% better than it did. But that was after that 10-day period. I guess my concern is, why couldn't we get that taken care of? Was there a reason why we couldn't get it picked up within that 10 days? I mean, was there...
It was cleaned up within 10 days.
I think what Mr. Ogden is saying is that this stuff that was taken, these pictures that were taken on the recheck, were the piles that he made for junk pickup days.
And it's all hidden. It's still on my property, but it cannot be seen from the alley or the street. Like I said, he physically went into my yard and went out back and took those photos. The rest of my yard is cleaned up.
So ultimately,
I showed you were taken the same day I was taken.
So ultimately, I think the question lies on this, at least kind of where I'm coming from or what I'm thinking here. The question lies on, obviously he had made some progress. Based on the recheck, there's only pictures of these piles. There really isn't pictures of the yard in which there were previously. And so ultimately the question becomes, was his cleanup good enough for us or not? If his cleanup was not good enough, then yes, he was past the 10 days, and it wasn't significant enough process or significant enough cleanup to justify not giving him a ticket, as I see it. Does that make sense? I mean, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. It looks like he made some progress. Certainly not. I mean, the junk wasn't completely gone. I guess I'm looking for comments, questions from you guys.
I guess part of me is looking, going back to the officer's point of view, if he felt that it wasn't sufficiently cleaned up, that's why he went ahead and issued the ticket. That's what I'm assuming, correct?
I would say that's a safe assumption.
Was there any interaction between you and the officer on the second visit?
He only visited me once. A letter came in the mail. He only came down and talked to me one time. And I tried to talk to him about it. Told him my yard's cleaned up. Asked him if he wanted to walk. And he said that there's still stuff sitting out beside my garage, which I told him it was for a spring cleanup. I had no place to put it. I mean, I had no option whatsoever. I have to wait for the cleanup. Now there's some brush laying back there. There's an old mattress and a couch that one of my kids' friends gave them that I didn't want. They wouldn't take it back. And that's pretty much all that's back there. All the junk lawnmower and all the scrap steel that was laying there is gone.
I was gonna say, it looks like in our pictures of the recheck, there's a lot of tires. Looks like there's a garbage bin of, I'm gonna say, sticks, like maybe snow shovel sticks that have broke off or something, and
most of it's is debris from the oak trees that's standing back there.
A lot of wood, it looks like. Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's some plywood and
there's an old cabinet standing back there as well.
And maybe some old doors that had rotted out.
Yeah, which were honestly not mine. Someone dropped those off behind my garage.
Oh, okay.
They're setting out along the alley, correct?
Those ain't no. I had to move
the doors.
No, I had to go to the doors are sitting in my yard now with the other stuff.
Okay, so after the officer left, is that when you put the tarp over the stuff?
I put a fence up and I put a tarp over so no one can see it.
After he left?
Yes.
Okay. And he shared with you at that time when he left that he was still in violation?
The fence wasn't up when he was there.
Okay, but when the officer left, did he share with you he was still in violation?
He said I'd have to come here and talk to you guys, but as far as he was concerned, yes.
Okay.
And that's when I disputed it, because my yard is completely cleaned up, except for when you get back to my garage, and that stuff is all waiting for the cleanup.
Any the pictures that he shows of now, looks much, much better. But, like I say, this is going on to...
Yeah.
You know, at the time when, you know, we go with the officer's opinion on whether it was justified or not.
Well, thoughts?
my thought is I would like to have the opportunity to talk with the officer, and not I would only have to assume a lot of things without talking to that officer in regards to this, because I, you know, you're right there in the middle. I could go either way, and I think all parties had the best interest of making it correct. He was doing his job by enforcing the ordinance, and you responded to the best of your ability, okay? But unfortunately, some of this falls into the timing of the events, of the time it was signed for on March 28th to the time it was concluded. And that's my opinion. I think I would like to talk to the officer.
I'm about where Walt is, and here's why. Because when you look at the initial pictures, they're pictures of yard and you know, along a wooden fence and along the garage and all these different places, whereas the recheck pictures are only along, I think, maybe the garage or something. I mean, there's only one, it looks like to me, and I could be mistaken, but it looks like there's really only one spot of pictures that was taken the second time with the recheck, which tells me there must have been progress made. So ultimately, for me, the question becomes, could you have done more than what you did? And is this still a junk violation? I mean, you tried to clean it up to the best of what you're saying is the best of your ability. The time frame, I mean, it seems to me, again, based on the recheck, the time frame was right in that close general vicinity. I can understand where you'd be coming from regarding, hey, we're kind of waiting for junk day to come along, and we want to, you know, we want to put this stuff out at the curb so that the trash company can come and pick it up. So I'm right in the middle. I hate to say that. I usually am not right in the middle here, but I'm kind of with Walt in regards to that.
I'm
kind of so.
Two-thirds one way, one-third the
okay,
other, because I
okay.
still like to have faith in our officer.
Okay.
And what his opinions are, mm-hmm. and how, you know, especially when it comes to these type of enforcements. I mean, I understand where he's coming from as far as I definitely see the work that you've accomplished, but I also like to put some faith in our officer as well.
Here's a suggestion, Mayor. If we give you the authority to represent us, so this does not drag out, okay? Represent the Board of Works, working with the chief and the officer in a review, and whatever decision the three of them make, we'll support. And the only reason I go there is because I don't want you to wait 2 weeks to get an answer, okay? One way or the other. I think this is close enough. It can be resolved very quickly with all the right parties involved, and that just speeds up the process to get you an answer.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
Is that okay?
Yeah. What do I do about the ticket? It's supposed to be paid on 22nd.
It's going to be in pause mode until a decision's made by myself.
Okay.
Rosie, you got that? Okay. So, what?
Does that have to be a motion?
Yeah, it certainly would need to be a vote by you guys.
Maybe just clarify legal counsel that she's okay with that.
You have discretion.
Okay,
should be
you.
Able to do what you want to do.
Thank you.
When is the trash pickup day? That's another thing you might.
It's the end of June.
Oh.
Or excuse me, beginning of June. I apologize.
So
beginning of
life.
June. First
okay.
first two weekends of June.
Okay.
So.
Need a motion?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out time frame wise. I can look out. Tim, can we talk about that a little bit at our meeting tomorrow?
Certainly.
Take a drive over there. Okay. If you give me the leeway until next Tuesday, the 29th, to make a decision by then, that would be great. That gives me a little more time. Is that officer back yet, or will he be back by next Tuesday?
He comes back to work on Monday.
Okay, so that will give me enough time then.
I make a motion that we give the mayor the authority to represent the Board of Works in working with the police chief and our officer who's in charge of the ordinance violation enforcement to review this matter among themselves, and whatever decision is made by those three, the Board of Works will support. The ticket is on hold until further notice, okay? And we'll have an answer by the
29th.
By the end of the day on the 29th. How's that? That's a long motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Crowder and Weigel vote yay. I abstain. Okay, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. We'll get you an answer as soon as possible.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, once it loads up. Okay, next up is Farmer's Market Update, and I see Chris is here. Hello, Chris. Come on up to the microphone.
Am I on?
Sure. Just speak loud.
Okay, thanks for having me. Appreciate the Board of Works support and the previous times that we've met. I wanted to come talk to you once again about our area that we occupied during the farmers market on Saturday. You had previously approved that we could use Chauncey Market Street and Van Buren Street from the corner of Chauncey down to the sidewalk leading up to the north entrance of the courthouse. I'm going to start something that I think you're going to spend a lot of time with tonight, and that's okay. Food trucks.
Okay. Exciting.
Well, I actually approached the food truck that you posted on Facebook today to see if they would be willing or interested in joining our farmers market on Saturdays as well, and they expressed an interest. Okay. So my first question is, would the location of that food truck as it was today on Main Street or State Road 9, is that going to be acceptable as a practice in the future, as well as on Saturdays at the farmers market? And I have a couple other things to go along with that. I have two other possible, I'm going to call them mobile food vendors, because I don't know exactly the characteristics of the way that they're going to accomplish that.
Okay.
One of them is another food truck, which I was hoping that we could set up at the edge of the Van Buren boundaries there leading up to the sidewalk, up to the courthouse. And we had also previously talked about possibly closing Chauncey Street from the corner of City Hall down to Market Street, just that little section, not blocking the alleyway so that the police department can come and go, for yet possibly a third food vendor to set up on the west side of Chauncey Street for that purpose. And possibly there's been some discussion about maybe some picnic tables or something like that put there temporarily on Saturday mornings to offer our customers as well as our vendors three opportunities for food immediately at the farmers market.
And that would be between the hours of what, 8 and 12:30?
Correct. I would say probably 7:30 would be a better, you know, I usually ask them to set up or arrive 7:30 to set up so we're ready to start the show at 8
o'clock.
Wouldn't
assume that people are going to go hog wild about pretzels at 7:30 in the morning. But I could be mistaken.
It's breakfast pretzels. Well, the other food vendor was talking about a food cart, which was the one that I had in mind to put in front of City Hall, and they would be offering things such as sausage gravy and biscuits and other breakfast foods.
I think at least. Offhand, I think I would be more in favor of blocking off between Van Buren and the alley rather than Market and the alley. My opinion. I don't know what, if you guys are, Tim, if you have comments. That's, I don't know. I don't know if you really, if there's a strong preference one way or another, but.
You got more handicap on that side. Don't you put it in the hotel?
Only one dedicated spot.
I just wonder if you go from the alley north towards Van Buren.
Yeah.
What kind of effect that would have on people at the Cluxton.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. That could have an effect. As far as the police cars in and out, it really won't affect us much, I don't think. We don't have, obviously, as many huge squads here on a Saturday as we would Monday through Friday.
Can I ask a follow-up question? And I'm just trying to get
please.
Creative here.
And I'm not really bent on
yeah.
one end or the other. Yeah. Just another area sectioned off would be.
Have you considered maybe using what I'll call the kind of the judge's parking spots right now along that driveway on the west side of the courthouse, kind of where you guys are? I know you have maybe some vendors that are along there,
mm-hmm.
but have you considered maybe putting your food trucks there with your tables in that area and then having your vendors? I don't know if you can do
no.
it. So
I just, reasoning is that the idea was to spread them out around the courthouse square,
oh.
which would hopefully help circulate consumers.
I see.
Back and forth in front of the vendors as well was the idea. Okay. I did consider on my last request shutting down a section of Chauncey Street to put the food cart vendor back there.
Okay.
So I read in the paper you have a board now, correct?
Yes, we have a board of directors. So.
Okay. And I think great idea, and I'm glad to see it expanding and growing.
Oh, thank you.
That helps spread some of, give you some time back.
Yeah. So far, it's been a real positive experience, so
yeah.
I'm excited.
But all of the people who are involved, do they pay a lease fee or a fee?
For a spot, correct.
They pay a fee for a spot.
Yes.
So that would carry over to these food vendors as well?
Correct.
Okay.
Basically, the board voted unanimously that in the case of the food trucks that we would only charge them two spots. Instead of the actual space that they take up in an effort to lure them in.
So these food vendors would not require any more additional electrical work or
they would have to be self-sufficient.
Right.
They would have to be self-sufficient.
Yeah, okay.
Because
yeah.
your current, all your other booths are self-sufficient.
Correct. Mine included. I use a generator.
I don't think I have necessarily an issue with them parking where they're currently parked, maybe as we speak right now. During that time period, I'm a little leery, at least initially, on shutting down a road, especially every Saturday for most of the summer.
All of the summer,
yeah.
And some of the fall.
Well, yeah, I understand that. I'm just, yeah.
We kind of look at it a little differently on that
okay.
because of the number of people that are down there. It is a safety issue
yeah.
crossing back and forth. I know for myself, when I've been down there trying to get back and forth across. You have to really be careful in crossing. There are people that just shoot down through Chauncey there right, with all the cars and people
agreed.
Don't look. They just take
it's,
off and go. And
it's my biggest problem on Saturday mornings is my nerves. As the other problem we have is if there's a vendor absent, you know, they don't want to have to walk. So they swing into a empty vendor spot, and I'm afraid that somebody's going to get hurt there as well.
Again, I think this is another great event that's is established and growing every year, and it's downtown and brings business opportunities or people to downtown for the other businesses. I think whatever we can do, Dan, I do lean toward you with your comment about safety, just because it just takes one incident. And Tim, you're okay from the alley to market?
I guess, Chris, the question I would have would be, whether it's yourself or another board member or somebody that's there, typically we only have two officers on duty on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
If they get called somewhere or they're tied up, they may not be able at a specific time to get the barricades up or take them down, depending on what's going on. So if the barricades were somewhere where
I could access
somebody
them.
Could get to them,
yep.
could you guys put them up and take them down?
Sure.
At a specific
yeah, no, I'm not looking for you to utilize any of your man hours or anything like that. I mean, I'll take responsibility for getting the barricades up and down.
What's going on? We may not be able to put those.
How does this all work? I mean, we got a lot of really cool things going on downtown this summer.
Yeah.
How does this all work in with, say, our Main Street events that are happening, plus the mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and how does that coordinate with, I mean...
I think when there is an overlap, you guys move your facility out, when like there's a car show or something of that nature?
Well, you've got three incidences prior to... I understand the basketball is coming back as well, which we haven't had for a couple of years. But obviously, Old Settlers, we just move. The car show, we try to consolidate. I think last year we came down as far as the drive up to the courthouse on the west side, and all the vendors consolidated from that point down around to Market Street as well.
Yeah, there are some of those events where they work together.
Right.
Talk about where they need to move to.
Judged Art Festival.
Mm-hmm. Art Festival.
That Mr. Walker is a part of. You know, we do whatever we have to accommodate them.
Mm-hmm.
In as much that we do feel like we have a little ownership to the situation, as we're there for 22 weeks.
So your location that you're requesting, just hypothetically, is in front of City Hall?
Yes.
Did you say over here on Van Buren, on the north side of the courthouse?
Correct.
That would take up spaces that you would give up spaces to park it there?
Yeah. I'm going to give up three potential vendor spots to do that.
And then where the one presently is parked?
If it's possible.
Yeah.
That, to me,
that
would be...
I'm not sure how that one may fall out yet. I think that's just been introduced today.
Has it?
And so...
Well, let me say this. The pretzel situation just happened today for me as well, as I just approached them about 3 hours ago. And I guess we'll have to see how that plays out as to how that will fit into the farmers market. But the other two situations... I don't have a 100% confirmation from either of them, so I'm just trying to lay the groundwork so that when, in fact, they commit, we're ready to go. I'd like to have them there for opening day. I think, you know, we draw an average of 1,000 people downtown every Saturday, and I think combining the food into the farmers market is just going to increase that.
Well... Okay, we'll get to that because I have some thoughts. Tim?
Just a comment real quick. I'm just trying to think of the safety of everyone with these food trucks and food vendors and everybody walking around. I think it's probably best to keep them off Main Street as much as possible and keep the crowd farther, you know, towards the courthouse lawn or even out here in front of City Hall. I think if we get multiple food vendors on Main Street with the amount of traffic and big trucks and everything that are moving up and down that street all the time, I think it would be safer if we could do something out here.
Sure.
And I'll tell you, here's kind of going off of that comment, here's what I was thinking. Right now, there's approval in the ordinance to go up to Main Street, but not to include Main Street. And if they were to be a part of the, if let's say the pretzel or whatever food truck were to be a part of the farmer's market, and they were on Main Street, that would be outside of what's allowable. So we would need to go through an ordinance change on that, I believe. To address where Dan was going, I think we would certainly need a street closure form of some sort that would locate or that would call the dates of these different the days in which you'll be blocking it off. Because it may not happen all the time, or it may. I don't know. But I think that would be important to know. I guess... Absolutely. It'd be recorded and approved by this group. But I would also, the other thing I think we need to keep in mind or at least discuss is, are you able to take the vendors and put them into that area, that open area? Let's say it that way. So, for instance, if we would prefer you not expand and put a food truck on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
and instead you put it somewhere on Market Street and move some vendors into this open area that we're blocking off, is that a possibility? I guess I'm just trying to explore possibilities here.
Sure. And my thoughts were, while you were sharing those, was if we were going to just avoid Main Street, mm-hmm. which I don't see a problem with, then I could potentially put the pretzel truck, per se, where we block off on Chauncey, and the food cart could be on the drive up to the courthouse.
Oh, I
could
see.
Accommodate that, and then the other food truck on Van Buren.
I see.
As long as, like you say, with all the other events, like you said, you can work with. Mm-hmm. That's my other. I just know what I see in our wrestling match between downtown.
Oh, I agree. I agree. And I think.
We got a lot of stuff.
Right.
And as long as it's coordinated and people are open to it, then.
And Chris and I have talked about this actually multiple times over the last couple of years of, you know, working with other events that are downtown and finding a good balance between, obviously, Farmers Market is there a lot versus, you know, the other, not really versus, I shouldn't say it that way, but with the other organizations that come in instead of downtown as well, trying to find a balance and work together. So I guess here's my thought, and Board of Works, you let me know what you think about this. My thought is this. Why don't we task Chris with working with Tim to find a good solution regarding this? I think you've heard kind of our initial comments about our thoughts about going on to Main Street and figuring out Chauncey Street and things like that. And then it won't be ready by opening day because we have one meeting. Our next meeting is the week after your opening day.
Okay.
But I think at least initially right now, I mean, we need to get the street closing permit thing together. That needs to happen before the next meeting if we want to do this. And I think it would just be good to work for the two of you to work together to get a situation worked out. And frankly, if you have questions or whatever, let me know. But does that sound like a fair? I think that just probably makes things a little easier for everybody, and then we don't spend the next half an hour hashing out every detail of that.
Sure.
Is that okay with you, Chris?
After we do that, will we revisit at the next meeting
Absolutely.
To adopt any changes to the ordinance?
Certainly. And I got to lean on Marcia a little bit because I don't remember. I know we had given the Board of Works a little more power to kind of approve certain things with the farmers market, but I don't remember exactly where the council versus the Board of Works then the power lied with those.
I think we did, though, leave it be still produce grown in the county and surrounding county. So that would have to be changed if you were going to incorporate them into the farmer's market. Now, if they approve more of a food truck ordinance and regulations and they just happen to be there with the farmer's market, that would be okay.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to change things. So that's something we could just sort of talk about.
And we are discussing a food truck ordinance in our ordinance review committee. So
right.
it's not like it's completely out of left field.
So that way it could be used in conjunction, but not
right.
It have would to be right within the farmers market ordinance.
We had kind of discussed in my board meeting that potentially you might consider the food trucks as a craft.
Hmm.
Which is very vaguely addressed. Basically, the way I've always enforced it is, as a craft, the final product has to be that of the vendor. They may take raw materials from wherever and put them together. So, just food for thought, no pun intended.
So, are you still under the chamber then?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yep.
You good with that?
Yes.
Okay. You okay with that?
I'm good with that.
Super. You okay with that, City Attorney?
I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you have for us, Chris?
That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank
you being here.
Thanks.
Really do. Looking forward to opening day.
Me too. Hope to see you there.
Sure, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. We're going to jump in our schedule real quick. Thank you, by the way, ETA people, for being here. I'm almost there, I promise. We're going to jump to the Niblock and Wygent quotes for the repair of the riverbank. Mark, I'll kind of go of what you're dealing with here.
Okay, well, you know about the riverbank, and I got the original quotes from Niblock a couple weeks ago. I got another one from Wygent, met with them down there, looked at it. This quote is were the same thing. They did tell me it could be much cheaper for the sake that they're not going to have to pay for riprap.
Okay.
So it is significantly cheaper. That would repair both of those areas.
I did notice in Niblock's quote, and I'm just asking the question here, but under 5 on the notes it says class 1 or class 2 riprap instead of the rivetment riprap that's quoted above, add 14.5 to this proposal. Do you have any idea what, and it looks like it's comprised of limestone smaller than 30 inches, so am I to assume then if we use other riprap it's bigger than 30 inches?
They're going to have broken concrete. Why is just going to be using that?
I'm talking about Niblock, okay. Though. Niblock is using, it sounds like Niblock is using riprap.
Right.
So I guess I'm just wondering, am I then to assume that we're going to be talking about, based on that note, boulders, if you will, or whatever, that are bigger than 30 inches?
Most of it, I think you said the 18 inches.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. I missed the last part of that note. Rivetment riprap is smaller than 18 inches. Okay. So basically, class 1 or class 2 is between 18 and 30 inches is what I'm reading there.
Yes.
Okay. So really, the difference is, do we use broken up concrete or do we use 18-inch or smaller riprap?
Right.
And the difference between the two of those are about a little less than $30,000. Wow. What's your thoughts?
Yeah. I'm going back from maybe the last meeting, I believe, it was kind of tabled for discussion of alternatives in regards to is this a permanent fix? Or is this a fix, but we have no guarantees? Or do we look at spending the money and moving the walkway away from the Warsaw? I mean, I'm struggling with spending this kind of money on something that we don't know if it's going to.
Their thoughts are this should be a permanent fix for those areas.
Right. But doesn't mean past that area it's going to do it again, and past that area it's going to do it again. And I'm just...
Oh, I see. Okay. You're asking long-term along the bank. What do we do?
Right. I'm just thinking Mother Nature's going to do to that riverbank what comes
but
natural.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just thinking, and Dan, you had a good point earlier, was what if the trail wasn't even there? Would we even mess with this? Okay. But the trail is there, and we have a accountability to maintain a safe walkway. And I'm just thinking, can we move it 30 feet away from the bank inward and still be in our property line? And now we've got a 30 foot from the embankment. And I'm just looking to look at something in that aspect versus, I understand, you know, you did exactly what we asked you to do, but I'm just wondering if longevity-wise, is the best thing.
Yeah, I know I walked back in there and looked at that too, and I'm curious to... Could the rest of that riverbank go as well? I don't know. That's I ended up taking one of our county drainage guys back there with me just to say, you know, hey, could the rest of this go? I mean, it sure looks like it's possible. I mean, you know, we never know what Mother Nature is going to do to us, but I'm like, wow, you know, we put 41,000 or whatever into that one area, and then are we going to have to put another 100,000 into that whole stretch? So, you know, Walt's got a valid point. You know, if you were looking at buying more property or buying a walkway easement or moving it, you'd like to stay 30 feet away.
And again,
wiser investment of money.
I have no idea what our options are. I'm just throwing it out there for thought. So.
Well, I'll be just very transparent here and say that I've been kind of steadfast in saying, Board of Works, 3 members, we can vote how we do, but I've been pretty steadfast in basically saying that I think ultimately we're going to need to address the bank throughout the whole Blue River. I mean, throughout the city limits, the Blue River, especially in Morsha's Park, as you well know, there are areas that are not great, and that's probably a very nice way of putting it. So I think that probably to answer the question of is this going to be the first part of lots and lots and lots and lots of fixes, I think absolutely it's going to be. I think no matter what we do, it probably will be. Certainly in Morse's Park, there really isn't very good places to move the street to, the road to, in Morse's Park. Yeah. Now, where the trail is there some potential land there? I think so. I'm not sure where our land lines are compared to, I mean, where our property lines are compared to where it currently is or not. But to be very transparent, I did tell Mark that I would be much more in favor of repairing the bank than moving the trail, because I do feel like it's going to get to that trail one way or another. If it's eroding the bank now, it's going to continue to erode the bank the more the bank is eroded, if that makes sense. So I guess the way that I had a kind of approached it, the way that I asked Mark to approach it, is how can we shore up the bank so that it doesn't keep eroding back farther and farther, and we end up having a bank like this with a river about this big. That was my, I guess, philosophical thought. That's, I open that up to comments and suggestions.
Well, like I say, without a doubt, I think Mother Nature is going to take it out eventually. It's just we had a harsh, harsh winter that caused the problem over a period of time. But I could just see this being an ongoing. Once that area is fixed, I believe it to be fixed as a permanent fix. It's just that.
It's going to be a spider web out. Fix here, right. You may need to fix here, you may need to fix here,
exactly.
Further down. And I think ultimately we probably will get to that point anyways, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I understand the roadway concept. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, certainly.
And if this was a roadway, which I know you've got some down there that's just a few feet from the road, I think that's very valid because it's straight. Runs parallel to the road where this winds. Okay. And I guess I'm just asking for the opportunity to not look at all of our options before we make a decision. And I would just like the opportunity to see if there is another option that's valid on a more permanent reroute versus fixing those two spots knowingly it's going to cost us ongoing. And that's kind of an endless pit, you may say, of money. So that's all I'm asking to see if there is another option.
Okay, so
my only concern is the longer we wait, if we get another major rain, you know, how much more is that going to take out if we don't start fixing? Because I think it's, you know, if we go in there with what we believe to be a permanent fix there, you know, if then I think that's going to withhold taking up even further lengths.
Right. So to me, if we move the trail, it buys us time to look at the big picture in regards to what can we do long term and phase it in versus just waiting instead of just reacting to pockets that wash out.
Because I think we're going to have to buy more property. I don't think the city owns that whole length there. I don't believe they do. I think that's another property owner that
that's all I'm
to
asking.
Get a property
let's,
acquisition
let's,
for.
Let's right. we've got it where it's safe. We have it fenced off. There's nothing per se in danger unless somebody doesn't read the signs or stay away from it. I'm just asking to take the next couple of weeks to see if we have another option. And if we have no option, then that changes the whole format. Okay, of the discussion. But I haven't heard anything other than we need to fix those two washouts.
Okay, so if I hear you correctly, what you would like Mark to do is to bring back to you at some point, probably at the next meeting, kind of another estimate of if we, let's say, repaved or paved a new trail that's, let's say, I don't know, 10 foot back or 20 foot back or whatever from what we currently have. I will say I did look up GIS, and Dan is correct that there's, I think in the section that is washed out, let's say, I think that probably is our property. but there certainly is sections along the route here. The rest of the route is not our property. So, so Mark, I think that's probably what we need to do is we probably need to get with, I'm assuming it'd be Niblock because they're the ones that pave, and see what it's going to cost to, how long do you want?
Well, just move away from what I call the danger zone.
Okay.
And see what we can come up with.
Okay.
Basically, I'll just go clear back to the Arrowhead Court.
Well,
and that thing butts right up by there, and I'm like, wow, that's awfully close, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's, yeah, that's total.
You know, and I'd almost be tempted to take a look at, go ahead and reinforcing that bank so we don't lose that going into their addition. I mean,
yeah, it could be a combination of both.
Back there for a while, but maybe not. I look where that fence is and where the trail is and where the river is. That's pretty close. And that almost preventative maintenance kind of thing, you know. If that goes, then it's pretty well, we're toast.
Okay, so at the next meeting, we can talk about it after this, but we'll bring a quote from Niblock to reroute the trail around the danger zone and the highway to the danger zone. And then we can discuss it. And maybe we may just, I don't know if we want to. It depends on if there is an impending issue that we need to get addressed soon, we can call a special Board of Works session if we really need to. Okay?
Yep, thank you.
Okay. You got to go?
I do.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you, Mayor.
Appreciate it. Okay, next up, our good friends from ETA, Miranda. Go ahead. I hear you have a PowerPoint for us.
I do.
It's exciting.
Who don't know, I'm Miranda Ringel, and this is my partner Gabby, and we are the founders of Taste of the Town. And Mayor Daniel, you said that you'd like recognition downtown, and that's exactly what Taste of the Town is trying to do. We're trying to get all the local businesses recognized. So what Taste of the Town is, it's a family-oriented business expo and a block party atmosphere. It's on May 17th from 4 to 9, and the whole reason why we're trying to do this is to raise community awareness. This started out as a project at Ecotech Academy, and it grew. And now we are very devoted into making this happen.
Some of the businesses we have invested in this and committed to come are Jubby's Joint, which is a food truck. We have Missy DeWitt, the photographer. LT Foundations, Leanne
Chappelle
is actually invested in helping us with this project. We have Pop Teak.
And Lindsay Hively has devoted a lot of her time to actually market this with us. Also, Leanne Veneer from Main Street. She has helped us a lot, and the Main Street people are backing us up as well, and they said they talked to the board, and they are really excited for what we're about to put on.
Okay.
We also have BE Comics and Christy Duncan's Craft Booth, and we have more businesses, but we just cannot fit on there.
Okay.
We also have a few bands that are interested and are committed to play as well. Unique Case, Swig and Jones, Spin Dream, and Trent Boss.
And what we're trying to focus on is locally owned businesses here in Columbia City. We have the food truck, and Jumbie Joint is a food truck, and you were talking to Chris about food trucks downtown, and we feel that this is a big part of what the 21st century is coming to, and we think that food trucks and any other businesses need to get their recognition out, not just in Columbia City, but anywhere. Since we talked about some of the things, we thought we'd give you a visual aid. A and B are kind of our ideas. A is a place where we'd like to have the bands. And we have talked to Leanne Chappelle, and she is trying to get the trailer, the blue trailer that Old Settler has for the bands. If that does not work, we are going to remote to Plan B, which is the gazebo, and that would be a great place for the bands to play as well. On Chauncey Street, if you look to the left, you can see where City Hall is and where all those cars are parked. We would like to have a car show. They have contacted us and asked to be there, so that's really exciting for just not just the town, but Columbia City in general. So we'd put the cars on that side. We, Leanne Chappelle also contacted one of her really good friends, and they are offering a bouncy house. We have some questions for you guys, but we'll get back to that later.
Okay.
But as you can see on the bottom, towards the left, or towards the right, it says booth for businesses. Mm-hmm. And the businesses that we already have, that's where we're going to put them. We're going to give them a slot, and depending on how big they would like their booth, we would measure it up between each side.
Okay.
We want all of the businesses to be shown and recognized here in Columbia City, and that's the main point and focus of Columbia, or of Taste of the Town, is just to get recognition out there. And we're really excited for it. It's more than a project for us. It's developed so much, and I can't wait for it, if it's okay with you guys. But the main reason why we're here is to close, or to ask permission to close down the streets, and when you're talking to Chris, I overheard some of your main concerns, and I feel like we've covered most of it. We want to close down Chauncey and Market, and that's not blocking the main roads. And when we have our food truck, if you can see towards your right, it has a little box that has food truck, and that is where Jumpy Joint would go, so it's blocking off Main Street. And if we have the band, where Plan A is, the band trailer, it'd be facing towards Chauncey Street by City Hall, and that'd also be blocking off Van Buren. So the only thing that we need from you is the permission and also the, I'm sorry, I don't remember what they're called, but the stands.
The barricades?
Off. Yes. Mm-hmm. Any questions, or we're open for suggestions as well.
I was actually going to ask Chief of Police, you know, with blocking off all of Chauncey. You know, and I see we have, there's some concerns from our fire department as well, as far as I'm sure it's just road blockage. It's not the event itself, trust me. I don't think that's the case. But I just wanted to hear what...
that's the new one.
Oh, that's the new one.
That's the new one.
That's nice to have.
I don't want to speak for Tom, but I will say that we typically do not close off Market Street for a couple of different reasons. Mm-hmm. I think there's ways we can work around it to get some other areas for them to use pretty easily. We do this. This is common for these downtown events. But we don't block off Market Street because of the jail and the fire department. Mm-hmm. It's a way for them to get out since the fire pad is on Market Street. That's a way for them to access, you know, east and west sides of town if the fire trucks need to get out.
We would definitely... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So typically what we do is try to, instead of closing off Market Street, is we can move those things up to Van Buren Street. But I think we could easily sort this out and get you ample room that you need. But I would suggest not closing Market Street, and we find another area for those business booths.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I was thinking. It's like we've done this before. I really think, I don't think, if you guys would be okay with it, certainly, I don't think it would be that big of a hassle for us to basically swap Market Street up for Van Buren.
Yeah,
it's easier for us to block off Van Buren for multiple reasons. Obviously, Tim's, the chief has addressed a lot of them. But I don't see that as being as big of an issue. So if you're okay with that, I'd like to swap the booths and the food truck and the bounce houses up onto Van Buren.
Yes, okay? Of course. That is completely fine.
The other thing I'd like to address is the car show. Am I to assume, because that will be taking place on a Saturday.
Right.
But it'll be Saturday afternoon?
Yes, May 17th from 4 to
4
9.
4 to 9. Part 4 to what?
9.
9, okay. It's 4 to 9. Okay, so here's my question. Could we have the car show on the opposite side of Chauncey Street, on the courthouse square, okay, right on the courthouse, you know, in those parking spots right next to the courthouse, because that will still allow then the availability of our police cars and other individuals who have to access City Hall to have that ability. And then regarding the stage, Which, by the way, I think this seems like it's a very well thought out. So I know it sounds like I'm picking it apart. I'm not.
No,
I think it's a great
idea.
We
really wanted your guys' suggestions as well. And you guys are obviously more thought out than we are.
Well, we've done this a couple of times. That's why we're, you know. But with A, then, as I look at it, with where the trailer is going to be, my question is this. Were you planning on putting the trailer, let's say, on the far left side facing toward the courthouse square? Does that make sense? So is the trailer here going toward the courthouse?
No, it'd be towards, like...
It's going to be down Chauncey Street.
Yes, correct.
It's going to be down Chauncey Street. Okay.
Unless you do want to switch it to Van Buren, and that will be fine as well. We'll just have to, like, flip the booths and the businesses, and we'll just keep... we'll switch the food truck over where A is, and we'll move A down where Bouncy House is, and we'll move the Bouncy House to the up right, if you're following me.
Yeah, well, and I think so. I think, Tim, would we block off at the alley between Line and Chauncey then? Because I guess what I'm thinking is if we're going to have the businesses along the north side of the courthouse square, if we have... the trailer slash band, let's say, with the back of it up against that where that alley would be and keep the alley open, then all that music would go down toward the businesses, and you could also have the bouncy houses and stuff. I'm just... Or are you thinking that
we
would keep Chauncey open some way?
I think we'd probably close Chauncey down, mark it up to Van Buren, and then close Van Buren down between Main and... Chauncey. We actually could, a lot of times we close Line Street all the way, I'm sorry, Van Buren all the way from Main to Line.
To Line, right.
So that may actually be the easiest way to do it. They may not need that much space, but for traffic flow, it almost works out best to close Van Buren between Main and Line.
And
then Chauncey Street, we normally go, if we are going to close Chauncey, we typically go up to the alley, which is just so south of the post office. Just to keep people from getting confused and coming down there and not being able to turn around.
Right. So here's I guess the question: how many businesses, organizations, whatever, do you believe you will have, or how many people do you have signed up right now?
Right now we have 10.
You have 10 signed up right now.
Yes,
okay.
And we have about 5 to 6 pending.
Okay.
So we're gonna get a good amount of businesses down there.
Okay. Why the name Taste of the Town?
We want them to get a feel of what Columbia City has to offer.
Okay.
And we are having, like I said, a food truck, and we're getting local restaurants, or we're trying to get local restaurants to come out and share their food as well. But we're having some issues with that. But it's working.
Are the food vendors, are they charging for the food?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
But their spot, everything that we're putting on will be completely free to the public.
Okay.
The food and, like, the stuff that they'd like to buy from the businesses would obviously go towards their business.
The businesses.
Mm-hmm. We'd also want a free will donation, and it will be towards a deserving cause. And I would like one of you guys or someone that knows that a needy place that would go towards, because we, for Eagle Tech, this is a community service project, and we don't want to keep the money. We want it to go towards a business or of some sort that really needs it.
So you'll be collecting the donations.
Correct.
And so you need a basically a place to give those donations to.
Correct, yes. And if you guys would be willing to tell us where they should go, we'd love to split up the money and put it towards them. We just really want to promote downtown, and we're really excited for it.
Okay. What kind of cost will you have to put this on? Have you thought about that at all? Do you have any costs?
For us to put down the whole downtown thing?
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be completely free, but for closing down the streets, I was told that it will be a $25 thing for electricity, and we'll definitely need the electricity down there for the bands. I am an Eagle Tech student, and I do not have very much money, so I was going to ask, is there any way we could get it waived?
Yes, we certainly could.
Okay.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Is your
I'm all for that.
Your fund want to pay for that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that.
I we would probably I'm trying to think here. Is that a Board of Works official approval to have that?
Yeah,
late?
Because I told her Sean would. I don't know where Sean
would.
He had to go to a kids program.
Well, I told him that it was a portal. I couldn't decide that.
Yeah.
She had to ask.
I also have have one last question for you guys. We want, or we have made some flyers and posters. Is that okay if we put some marketing tools up around the community?
Certainly, you would need to ask the business owners,
right,
obviously, in their own personal businesses. We have a bulletin board thing at the very beginning of, or very front of City Hall.
Okay.
If you have a poster, I could certainly put one in the mayor's office if
we
you'd like.
We would really appreciate that.
Okay, so if I hear you correctly, if I have this all worked out
would
in my
like
head.
Would you like me to go back to the picture?
That'd be lovely.
Okay.
If I have this all down in my head,
mm-hmm,
what we would block off, Tim, make sure I'm clear with you.
And if it's easier?
Yes.
It's easier for me to meet with them in the next week or so,
yeah,
and
yeah,
fill out the street closing request.
Okay. Yes,
of course.
And then we can present that in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
At the next meeting. Well...
When is it?
I have the girls working on it.
We can make it.
But we can do it again. We filled out a permit. It was a little confusing. Rosie called me, and
yeah,
she had some concerns,
that's
and that's
right,
why we're here today.
Uh-huh.
But if we are changing the streets, we would love to meet with you again, just concerning what other streets we would be changing, if we're changing Market or Van Buren. And if it's easier for you, we can close down Van Buren all the way and not close down Chauncey or Market. It's whatever works for you guys. This is for Columbia City. It's
mm-hmm,
not for Eagle
yeah,
Tech or me or Gabby,
mm-hmm,
or Gabby and I.
I guess we can do it either way. If you want, we can approve it now, or if you want
yeah,
me to meet with them and map it all out. And then
okay, so because that's, it's really close to, I mean, it's the Tuesday prior to them having their event is our next meeting. So here's what I'd like to, I guess, propose to you, Dan, is that we conditionally approve the street closing permit as long as they get with Tim and Tim produces a new one. And that one basically, I mean, so does that make sense what I'm saying? I mean, we're conditionally approving with it being rewritten in conjunction with our chief of police.
Yes, that is, sounds great.
Does that make sense? Does that work?
Yeah, as long as we get an official one back that
yeah,
I can...
And so that is a motion, plus I will also add to my motion that we waive the electric, what do they call it? Meter charge
connection
tab
fee.
Connection
yeah,
fees.
Thank you.
Yeah. And usage fees. And those usage fees you can take out of my promotional account.
And
out of my promotional account.
Just the usage. But
the
we're
usage.
Gonna
we're going to waive the connection.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your presentation. Appreciate it. So, yeah, go ahead and work with Tim, and we'll go from there. Okay? Very good. Okay. radio control airplane program. Hey, Mary Hartman. How are you? I didn't know that it was going to be you. That's great. When they're ready, you can approach the microphone.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I thought I'd come and ask permission instead of having to beg for forgiveness after the fact.
Okay.
On July 9th, it's a Wednesday,
mm-hmm,
from 4 to 6 p.m., the library would like to have the Whitley County Barnstormers come to the library,
okay,
and do remote-controlled airplanes or the radio-controlled airplanes.
Okay.
My concern was for any ordinances that might violate, and I was particularly concerned about the noise, and if we could go ahead and be...
Yeah.
Forgiven for the noise and
yeah,
be allowed to do the program.
I'm frankly, I don't think. How long is it going to be again, Mary?
From 4 to 6.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not as concerned about the noise just because of if you're going to be at the library, there's not a whole slew of houses around that area.
Correct.
However, I do have a question regarding if we have any ordinances. I know we're going through our ordinance review committee right
uh-huh,
now, and we have. Literally, I believe we have the ability to establish a Department of Aviation in our ordinances, which we would never do. At least. But I just didn't know if we knew if there was any ordinances against. I said outside of the noise, which I said frankly for 2 hours is not a big issue for me.
Is she representing
the
library?
I'm representing the library.
Yes.
I'm the director there.
And they're hosting, yes, I'm sorry, and they're hosting the Barnstormers, which is a remote-controlled airplane
correct.
Organization.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think
the Department of Aviation would worry about that right now. I just, that's the first thing that popped in my mind.
Yeah, I don't think that's...
I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I honestly don't have a problem.
So, unless we find something in the ordinance that's like, oh no, we should watch out for the Barnstormers, I probably won't. I mean, you have my blessing, I guess. If it does go kind of longer than 2 hours, just be, obviously be wary of your neighbors. But besides that, I mean, you're not in a heavy residential area there, so I don't have any. Marcia, do you
there aren't any like little towers or anything like that in that area? Are there like radio towers?
Well, there are, but they're on the other side of Tower View. They're not in the wetlands area where we would be.
Okay.
But you would be going kind of across the swamp area and up onto Mount Whitley and those areas,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
Isn't that what we call it, Mount Whitley?
Yeah. Something like that.
Michael.
What was the date on that again?
Wednesday, July 9th.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Unless Marcia finds some strange ordinance that says we have to watch out. I think we both give you our blessing.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, it could be. Very much so. Hi, Giving Gardens people. How are you?
Good.
I apologize. You're not on our agenda, but I knew you were going to be here. So, First of all, I appreciate you being patient with us. Second of all, I appreciate you giving me a little leeway because I wasn't here last time. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I want you to know I did have a discussion today with Marcia about that a little bit, but I wanted to give, and I know you sent me an email and I didn't respond, and I sincerely apologize about that. But I wanted to kind of give you guys an opportunity to kind of say what progress you've made. I did read through the minutes, so I know at least a little bit of what you guys were talking about. But I want to give you an opportunity to kind of just give an overview of what progress or things that you've made, and maybe just talk a little bit about what you said in the email, and we can talk about that. Okay? Sure. Come on up.
There's a few small revisions from the last time.
Okay. And saying if you have one for these two, that would be great.
There's a few of the revisions.
It's really cool. It's really cool. Just got to work out the details. That's where we're at. So.
We had one of those issues.
Those are the ones we're going to be taking
with people.
Right.
That was one of our concerns.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, he's our resident tree hugger. So.
Happy Earth Day.
That's right. I forgot. It's Happy Earth Day, isn't it? I am looking at something. I promise I'll be there in a moment. Okay, so tell me what revisions and stuff you have, where we're at.
Well, our biggest homework assignment was to come back with information about insurance.
Okay.
We got a call on, but they said they couldn't quote us without some kind of contract or agreement since they weren't sure what we'd be liable for. I mean, we looked into it. They said it might even be able to be extended to our homeowners. That was a big might without... They didn't know exactly what you guys wanted from us without being able to quote us.
Well, the insurance issue could just arise somebody, a trip and fall, and hurting themselves.
We
somebody
mentioned someone may be injured on the property, so I spoke to her about a whole bunch of different scenarios, but again, they couldn't quote us without knowing exactly...
Okay, yeah, it would be a liability policy what it would be. So if it was, you know, if it's on the city ground, we just want to make sure the city was protected if somebody got injured.
That's what I thought. This was personal.
It's probably not a really expensive policy, but something that could be very valuable if needed.
And she did ask, too, is it city-owned, the land, or is it county-owned?
It's city-owned.
Okay, that's what I told her. That's what I thought. So she said it shouldn't be a problem to get a policy. She just wanted to know exactly what
yeah,
we can
that's
buy
all.
For.
That's all the city would need.
So more just personal injury
liability.
We would be willing to provide that proof with the agreement.
Okay.
In the writing, of course.
Sure. Okay.
So, I guess here's the question I have for you, Marcia. Can if we work out an agreement between the two parties, can that be covered in the agreement well enough that would protect the city from a situation in that regard?
Well, I'll have hold harmless language too, but then they, like you said, they would provide proof of, which the city could request at any time, proof of liability insurance with the city as an additional insured on the policy.
Does that answer what you guys need?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think they're...
Okay, that's why I thought.
And then I don't, you know, we would just probably have some language in there that anything in there you'd hold us harmless for any. And I wouldn't envision, you know.
Yeah, but again, cover your bases.
Yeah, that's exactly
it won't be a problem to get it, she said. She just wanted to know exactly what you wanted from us.
And she probably would have to see the agreement to
right?
Sure.
Okay. So what else, Scott? Have you got
one? The second item that we were trying to figure out was there was a fencing issue that was brought up. Obviously, for the track, fencing in the entire area, even if you went with a low cost, it would still be a high cost.
Right.
And I wasn't so sure whether the issue was for vandalism or deer. I know deer was mentioned in the last meeting.
I think, and I did read through those notes, and for me personally, I'm kind of at a spot where if they're willing to take the risk that something may happen,
right?
Is it okay? I mean, do we care if they put a fence up or not?
Well, part of me is looking at vandals, one. Two, the animals that are out there that's going to eat everything off of there. I'm more concerned about the deer and the animals that are out there that's going to eat the produce.
Right.
If there was some way
we
of...
We might have other solutions other than fencing for animal problems. We were kind of thinking, could it be kind of across it, you know, when we get to a kind of a bridge, if we need the fencing, could it possibly come later? Because if the deer would, let's say, vandalize something, it probably costs less to replace it than the fencing would cost to put up.
I mean,
you know, weighing the options.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I have really no problem with that. I was just trying to think up of scenarios that possibly...
I guess we're willing to risk it, you know, if we need it.
And I think the scale of the area too is more of a grow into type of scale where right off the bat
we wouldn't even know what the fence
we're not
going to
be using the entire property initially. If there was a fencing concern, it would just be even around the beds we put up, or even in the area that the beds consisted of.
I'd really like to see this thing.
I 100% agree.
I really think this could be a really cool amenity to the town if this would work. I was just trying to, you know, I know how some people vandalize things. It just drives me crazy.
Right.
I'm trying to think here. Mike Shoda, was Mike Deere at the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay, did we address... Sorry, I'm going to switch topics. Squirrel. did we address whether or not there was a water tap on that corner or not?
I don't know if there's a water tap there, but there's no reason we can't book.
Okay. The reason I bring that up is because for some reason there's something sticking in my brain that Mike Deere had said that there wasn't access to water on that property. But I could be completely wrong in forgetting something here.
It was discussed at the meeting. But I don't remember if he said he didn't know or. But we talked about it.
I do believe there's a water line that runs through there.
Yeah, and I know that there's a water line that runs through there. I just didn't know if there was a tap that they could use or not. Would let me ask this question. I think I probably have asked you this question before, but is the water connection is that a deal breaker? I mean, is that something where if there isn't water connection there, can you still move forward with the project?
Oh, sure.
Certainly. Okay. What else do you got? Anything else?
Parking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Parking.
So I actually talked to my uncle Elijah.
Okay.
And he said that for a drive to be put in, access on Power View, that a culvert pipe would have to be laid down. Are you against knocking out some of the curb on Hannah, it would probably be easier just to do it that way and have access on Hannah instead of Garfield? Or is there a specific reason you wanted it off Howard?
Oh, I would rather have it off of Hannah if it were me. I don't know.
It's fully curved, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Without Kelly being here, I struggle to answer that question, but trying to think here. There's no sidewalk there to contend with, right? It's just curb.
It's a curb.
But if you wanted to have access off of Hannah, you would have to go over basically a culvert or no?
No, it's flat.
It's flat.
Off Hannah. If we come off Tower View, there's a ditch.
If you come off
Tower
View, I'm sorry. Okay.
So we would have to knock out some.
Yeah. Actually,
Kelly had said that he didn't think Hannah could support it, but I don't know what he meant by that. Landing in the moon.
Well, I'm going to take good old map here and take a look here. See, to me, just Ryan speaking here, but that sure looks like there's already gravel there.
Well, honestly, that area was an old dump site years and years and years ago. There was huge amounts of stuff there back in the 50s, 60s. It was an absolute mess.
And we did talk about that for that record, yeah.
Because even when they put that housing addition in there, that was all covered in glass. And I remember when that looked across and the sand just glistened off of that. I'm like, really? That's terrible. But, you know, if you build up like you show here,
that could
be really nice.
Okay. Well, so I guess here's my thought. In the temporary time period, I don't know. I would prefer them coming off of Hannah. I would hate to go against what my department head would say, especially when he's not here. But
makes more sense.
To me, it makes more sense.
You know, would they have to put a small culvert in there? To
see, now why would you come off the Tower View with the culvert
right
there? Let's go ahead and look at this. Sorry, we're looking at Google Maps. We'll be right with you.
Yeah.
Let's see right here. There's already a
door. Well, how close to the intersection for an entrance?
Well, the difference is those are actual entrances. How many cars do you think would park there at the maximum? Versus a daily. I mean, I know we're just drawing at straws here, but
five or six. And again, it kind of comes down to, in terms of the agreement, I know there was an issue of what we planned on doing on the ground, so whether or not it was open to the public type of situation, or if it was
just
our organization plus the volunteers.
Or even if you want, you know, 56 feet down there.
I'm just saying, when I look at this, what is it look like?
It's better.
It's not like it's not anymore.
Right.
Do I really care if they're putting their cars on there? What we may do in the agreement, if it's okay with you, and again, I hate to speak without my street superintendent being here, but what we may end up doing is just saying, access the property, and if things are broken down, and then you may have to replace it. I mean, we'd have to work this all out in the agreement, which I'm hoping my city attorney can start drafting this agreement like after tonight, because I'd like to get this started very, very soon. Maybe not tonight, but I'm just saying.
Oh, come on.
But as I'm looking at, let me show these two ladies down here what I'm looking at here. This is Google Earth. This is coming off of Hannah Street. Just to give
this
you,
is Hannah.
That's Hannah. We're on Hannah. So as we look,
I can't remember why he said that. He just
well,
said
you can see the Google Earth.
Yeah. So
long story short is, I think that obviously we want to see this go. Were there other issues before I kept moving forward, and then other issues that you had? Okay.
Security of it, parking, water, I think we addressed that.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And I just have a question. On the water, I'm not worried about the tap.
Okay.
We can do the tap.
Okay.
It doesn't have to already have the tap there. We can do the tap. I'm just asking, are you want to waive the cost for that to these guys?
Mm-hmm.
And that, and what, yeah. So you just want to put a frostless hydrant in?
Well, and I think that's one of those bridges, that's a bridge we're really going to have to cross in the near future. So, if I could have you, Mike, if I could have you kind of do some double checking to find out if, first of all, if there is some kind of a tap on that property, where it would be at. If there's not, how hard it would be. And certainly, what's our tap cost?
$1,000.
$1,000? I'm assuming you guys don't want to pay $1,000.
I am a student.
So I guess what I'm thinking is this, is we need to get that information figured out, because at that point we need to make a determination on whether or not we want to have a tap or not. And if we don't, it may behoove you to have rain barrels, which, you know, that may or may not, we may or may not be able to help out in that regard too. So it just, what I think I'd like to do is to have our city attorney start drafting up an agreement based on some of the terms that we've discussed. I don't think, at least if you're okay with it right now, Dan, I think what I'd like to do is have it so that they don't have to put up a fence, but that if vandalism does occur, that would be highly considered, basically. Certainly, this will give you the start of the insurance policy process. I'm trying to think of what else is going on here.
Water usage.
Water usage. Well, yeah, water usage would be billed.
Right.
So that's, we would have to figure that out. I'm trying to think what else would be going on there.
If you have water, then you got to waive the sewer fees.
Well, let's see. Yeah. So, okay. So here's what I think I'd like to do. I think if there's not a tap there, it's going to be a lot more money and a lot more hassle if you make a tap. So even though that may be a little hiccup for you, or big hiccup, maybe it's, I don't know. It probably would still be a better way to go rain barrel.
Well, we have discussed waiving fees for such situations too.
Yeah.
We all will.
We do make adjustments for the one church that has a community garden, and then the
is that First Church.
Yeah.
Okay.
The homeless shelter.
Okay.
That place, whatever it's called. We do make an adjustment.
Okay.
On a shortchange or department.
Yeah. Oh, I understand that.
But
Mike,
even if there's a tap there,
yeah,
like at the housing addition, we put the taps in. Okay, they're still charged the tap fee when they hook up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a tap fee no matter if there's a tap there or there isn't a tap.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, Mike, is that if there's already a tap there, I would be much more willing to waive that fee,
right,
than if there's not a tap and we have to produce a tap. Does
but
that make
still,
sense?
We still got to dig down and hook up to it.
Yeah, right. And I got that. So, again, that's why I'm kind of saying it may be worthwhile to do the rain barrel thing, but we can kind of put together that agreement. Yes?
At our very first meeting, you actually, I'm almost 100% positive, you looked into the tap and
okay.
You said that there was one there on the northwest corner.
Okay. Will you take a look at that and double check me? I probably did say that. I know I had some information. It's been, what, a month? Probably.
A month, yeah.
So I apologize. Okay. So, who is the main point of contact? Zach, is that you? Okay. So, and you have his card?
I do, but he does not have mine. So before you leave.
Oh, okay. So then I'm going to trust that the two of you are going to work on the agreement. Marcia, if you need any guidance, please let me know. And get this train rolling down the track. Okay? Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. Make sure you get Marcia's card.
Thanks for your patience.
Yes, thank you. Lastly, 701. Lastly, your bills. Do you have that? The bills. Yeah. Thank you. I did look over the bills. They all look fine to me.
Just like 2 bucks after you figure it out.
Yeah.
Can I make a motion to pay the bills as presented in an amount of $833,532.80?
And I'll second that. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Got anything from Waterworks? Anything from the audience? I got nothing, Rosie?
Uh-oh.
Oh, got one.
Mike Cook.
I have one thing to basically ask the proposal to the board.
Okay.
You want me to wait until council and bring that up? It's actually a board item.
If it's a board item, then I'd like it now.
Okay. That would be my intern program. I talked to you about that earlier this year.
Okay.
And I just wanted to bring it before the board if I could continue on with that this year.
The internship?
Yeah, we had an internship. We started last year through the high school with a high school student. That high school student that currently works for me now would like to continue on this summer before he goes to college. And then I would like to get with the and work with the high school and have a new intern through the high school through the summer and then through next school year like we did this year. What we pay the two individuals through the summer is the same as we would pay a full-time employee minus the benefits. And then I gain the help of two people during the summer months. And then during the school year, I gain help from an extra person at the minimum wage. Not only they we get to teach them, and it helps the school, but then it also helps us too.
Thoughts?
I think it's kind of a win-win situation, quite honestly.
Okay.
We give some kids some excellent education on how this process works, and then we also give additional help.
Okay. Got a problem with it? Proceed.
Excellent.
Okay. Anything else for the board? Okay. So we'll stand adjourned. Thank you. We'll reconvene at 7:10 for council.
Talk to Rain Barrel.